Because growing up, when we grew up, you know, the sports in the black community was a major, major thing. And you look at the youth now, and it seemed like sports ain't as important as it used to be. You know, I could be off, but that's what we're here for, to have discussions and kind of talk about, like, the power of sports in our community, like how it uplifts the community, how it could steer you in directions. You know, I done seen it go the wrong way for some people too, you know, in sports. You know, they sports dreams get crushed, or their head might get too big, or it just, they might not go into sports, but it just give them some discipline and everything. We're going to cover all that in this episode.
I want to shout out everybody that support the brand, Camp Jack. Hoodie season been going pretty crazy. I appreciate everybody. Started with Idea. A couple guys helped me, you know, launch my brand. Definitely appreciate that. And the support that I get from people, especially the town, like, is very humbling. Like, I appreciate everybody that shop with me, support the brand, everybody that shout me out, post the pictures, all of that. All my friends support me, so that's always a plus. But and shout out to Juice Num, Retro Worldwide, celebrating, what, 3 years? 3 years anniversary. I showed up, showed them some love. Huge inspiration, and for me, you know what I'm saying? First, it was definitely Steno. Shout out to him. Get that water brand. We had many conversations about starting the brand and the do's and don'ts, the all of that, things that you're going to face. So I feel like me starting my brand, I kind of started on second base because I seen what they did, and then they, you know, gave me knowledge and game about what to do, what not to do. So I kind of had a little head start. And me being a creator, me being in the style, like, I kind of just took off. And I just want to give my guys they flowers, man, for helping me, put me in the position, put me in the game.
Salute, salute. What's up with that shit?
Are we good?
Oh, boy. Wiping on your
nose. That's for the Tykes, though. That's for my son's football team. We the gritty game, though. But, yeah, we ain't no. So, since we talking about sports today, just give him a big shout-out, man. We
shout out to them.
Regular season, 8-0, 6-U Tykes. On our way to the playoffs.
We got beat.
Everybody.
They undefeated.
Yeah, we beat. No, they ain't got no team. They ain't got no team for us. But we beat everybody. We shout out to them.
Y'all know. Oh, he's not. Oh,
your brother. Yeah.
Well. That one don't count anymore.
So y'all still undefeated? So, man, hey.
Lay that.
In our first segment, man, you know, I just want us to have a discussion on, like, that. Like, the impact of sports. Like, what's the importance on sports in, like, our community, you think?
I think it's a leading tool, you know, or what it used to be anyway. Like I said, kind of been a shift lately, but I just feel like, you know, especially when I was coming up, like, sports was, like, for me and my friends, it was pretty much everything, for real. It was like, shit, that was how we met our friends, other than, you know, the friends in the neighborhood. And shit, we used to pile in the car and go to practice. You know what I'm saying? Every kid that lived on the block, we pile in the car, go to practice. We play basketball together, play football together. It made you closer with your friends. You gained other friends from it. You know what I'm saying? School. You learn teamwork. You learn responsibility. You learn being on time.
Accountability.
Accountability. You know what I'm saying? Again, you know what I'm saying? Just as you get older, you learn different components of it. You know what I'm saying? But I just feel like now, like, it just kind of go back to even, not even just sports. It go like, the kids don't even play outside anymore, bro. Like, they don't be outside skinning their knee up, falling off their bike. And you know what I'm saying? It's kids, it's like 15 learning how to ride a bike.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, why is it that kids don't, like, they're not into it like they used to be, it seemed like?
I think, with everything, it got a lot to do with social media. It got a lot to do. It's a lot of distraction. So, a lot of technology. You know, kids, they sitting in the crib. You know, not only do you have game systems now you got, they upgraded to computers. So, it's actually, you know, playing, they gaming, streaming all of that on the actual computer. So you got your phone, your tablet, your laptop, your computer, your game system, you got your television, you got all of these, all of this technology, and it's more appealing to them than, you know, sports. So I just feel like, but I do feel like it's extremely important, like Juice said, is sports can take you places. Sports can be a vehicle to take you anywhere. Yeah. Basically, it's like just like traveling. Like y'all took the kids to, what was that, Memphis or something? Mm-hmm. A lot of kids never even been outside of this area. So just looking out the window, you know what I'm saying? Like hearing different people talk, like different accents, just seeing different, like you have to go see a Bojangles or just some, you know, just different restaurants, just seeing different stuff. Sports.
Staying in a hotel.
You know what I'm saying? Like sports is a big deal, and that's been our leading tool to, you know, get out of poverty, to get in certain rooms. Sports is top tier in our culture, not just our community, in our culture.
It's not. I don't think we got as much. The kids got as much like hunger. To be like when we was playing, like everybody wanted to make it pro. Mm-hmm. Like right now, it don't matter. Yeah, I know I ain't going pro, so I don't care about it. Mm-hmm. Like for me, as for instance, nobody was saying, "Hey, you should go hoop. You should go play football." But I did it anyway because I wanted to do some different stuff. I wanted to see different things. These kids, they get to see and do anything they want to do from the living room. From the bedroom, they don't have to do anything. I don't got to go outside and play basketball because who cares about basketball?
Or I watch somebody else play basketball.
Yeah, I'm cool with watching somebody else play, but basketball ain't gonna take me to where I need to go.
Yeah. See, I think that's what I think was a problem. Like, well, they used to say that was a problem when we was growing up. They were saying, Eric, you putting all your eggs in one basket. Like you trying to go pro in basketball. That now I feel like kids feel like, okay, they know it's impossible to go pro in a sport, and they feel like they can do anything. You know how people say, you put your mind to, you can do anything.
Yeah.
I believe that's true to an extent. But I think kids really see that. They look at a kid constantly not streaming all day, making millions of dollars just streaming or doing anything. So like they see podcasts, they see people gaming,
clothing brands.
They just see all this entrepreneurship and they just feel like,
yeah, I agree.
I can do anything. Like sports ain't really,
it's other anymore. Outlets now. Like it's other ways to get.
I personally think the kids, they don't want to work for nothing no more. I think they used to being, as of recent, they've used to being given handed everything, you know, so they don't want to get out there and work for what need to be worked for.
Now, what about the kids that ain't though?
I mean, it's a select few. It's a select few who got the concept. But
I don't disagree. I'm just saying, like, so I know it's like the kids that it seems like the kids that don't got into them, they still don't give up about the sports, and they might put I feel like they're just kind of putting their all in other things.
Outside.
Or they putting a little bit of everything.
I don't think for the most part this generation is putting their all into shit. If I could be all the way honest. It's just like you said, they might dibble and dabble here and there. I might want to try this, try that. You know, it's like Steen said, I just wanted to go hoop. You know what I'm saying? And I f you up too, in my mind. You know, you don't see that much anymore. You ever see, but you play basketball, y'all play basketball still. So, you know, just let somebody go by him like that. It was never like that. You know, it's like the defense and just the competitive nature and the, like you said, the hunger, the drive, not really there.
So, but let me throw like this generation some bill though. What about all the people from our generation that put their all into that? And that's all they got to talk about now is back in the day.
Back in the day.
I was that nigga in this sport, or the only highlights of their life is when they play
glory days.
When they played middle school football, and that they might not even made it to high school sports. They was calling middle school and Pop Warner and like that, and that's the only stories they got. Like, what about them? Like, if I'm if I was a young nigga, you know what I'm saying, now, like, I'm looking at them like, man,
you ain't
like, I ain't like, that don't sound like the dream to me. Like, you talking about I ain't going hard enough. Like, I'm watching these coaches talk to these kids, talking about, man, you got to do this. You got to put your all into it. And you like, where'd that get you?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You putting your, you going hard and doing this. Like, where did that get you?
I feel like it goes both ways. I mean, obviously, it's about the who the message is coming from sometimes. But at the same time, I know a bunch of people, like me personally, my dream was to make it pro. Obviously, that didn't happen, but I know me and a lot of other people that I played with in college, that was our dream, and we fell short of that, but it's still things that we have based on being able to get to college through sports. You know what I'm saying? I would never, like, I tell people all the time, I wouldn't have went to college if it wasn't sports. I didn't like school that much, you know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't have went just to be, I would have never just walked around campus to be walking around campus. I stayed in school and my grades was together
because
I was
playing. Strictly because of football, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like kids now, kind of like what y'all were saying, well, they don't even care about trying to go to the league. So now it's like, I'm going to college for. I ain't trying to play college sports or nothing. So it's like, that's not even a thought in their mind, to whereas if you can go and then you could try to get to the league if that's your goal. If not, see, use that shit as a free. You might want to do something with technology or something like that. The sport you can have in your mind that I ain't even trying to make it to the league, but I'm finna play sports just so I can get this free education. Don't nobody even put it in their mind.
That was okay? That was the thing when I was in high school. It was like, because they always had that stat, that statistic, that, you know, whatever it was, how many other people do and don't make it to the pro level or whatever. So the least you could do is get you some free schooling. So that was always that was one of the motivations to play sports, was to get a free education, because that used to be, I mean, back in the day, that was a thing. I'll get your education, get you a good job, make you some money, you know. So nowadays, you could do anything to get a bankroll. You
know? That's what I say. I don't think college is appealing. To be honest, they don't have the common sense we got, but as far as just being, like, more informed and smarter, they way more smart than we was at that
age. They way more informed. Yeah, I mean, they got access. They got
so
access.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, when it come to, they can see the pro, like, we was in school, we were just blindly, like, if you go to college, you're going to get a good job. You know what I'm saying? They can look up, like,
the average salary.
If I go to college, that don't mean I'm going to get a good job. Like, what am I going to go to college for? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do y'all feel about the, like, the influences in sports? I feel like that's what kind of kept me in line. Like, I wanted to do it for myself, but I had an older brother that played professional basketball overseas, played in the NBA a little bit, and played overseas as a professional. So I kind of seen, like, a blueprint that was viable. Like, okay, even if I don't go to the NBA, I could still make money. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, playing basketball. And then I had, like, a coach who I didn't like that much, but I respected. And I respected him just because of his, like, basketball knowledge. You know what I'm saying? I didn't like him as a person, but I respected him. How y'all think that the influences with the sports, like, is the impact? Do you think it's the wrong people trying to, like, coach and influence
these 100%. People? I think not even just sports, but just leading in general. Like, the people that's trying to spearhead these movements and stuff like that are not the right people. And I'm not saying that I or anybody in this room is the right person, but a lot of people that's trying to, you know, start these movements and stuff is not the right person to deliver the messages or to lead or to mentor the kids or something like that. So I feel like that's a big deal, but it might come from the right person not wanting to lead. So it could be some gatekeeping where we not finna let said person in. Or it might just be like the best person to do it might not be passionate about leading.
Or the best person to do it ain't got the credentials.
Or don't got the credentials.
To certain people's standards.
But I feel like nowadays a lot of that kind of out the door. You know what I'm saying? If this person is that, then give them a chance. Because it's like one of them jobs where it'd be like, we not hiring people without experience. But I'm gonna get some experience if nobody gonna hire me. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, it's a, yeah, exactly. So I feel like I said, I feel like the influence is a big deal. Like that's why they call influencers. That's why they do gaming and all day and people sitting up watching him and subscribing to him and getting him because he's an influencer. So if you got any type of influence, you should use it in a positive manner. And if somebody that's in a position see your influence, they should help you. They should help turn you up because that helps the whole community. And I feel like that's the problem.
The influence is everything, bro. Y'all both just make good points. The influence is everything, though, because especially when you're dealing with kids at that age, where they, like we already said, kids nowadays are more informed of everything. They know who everybody is. They know what you done did. They know what you ain't did. Mm-hmm. Like, I coach 11 through 13 year olds. They right, some of them might be right in high school or right before high school. They got Instagram, they got Twitter, they got everything. They can look, they know how to. I've literally seen it to where it's like, you see one person try to tell them something, they don't do it. Then I tell them to do the same thing and they'll do it. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they can look me up. Mm-hmm. They didn't seem like, man, Coach Juice, I didn't watch your highlights. And you know what I'm saying? And now they've seen that.
You got receipts.
Yeah, I got receipts. I can actually do this. I'm telling you to do it. I'm telling you that it can work if you do it this way.
And so really, so we go back. So your experience, you know what I mean? And your experience and your influence, like I said, you got the receipts and like, so, okay, you didn't make it to the league, but you got enough to give back.
Yeah.
So it's like, it might not have been meant for you to make it to the league, but what you did gain, mm-hmm. is you're supposed to bring that back.
I feel like, though, that ain't going to work. Like, if we're trying to make this better, everybody ain't going to have the credentials as Juice, mm-hmm. coaching and stuff like that. So I think we got to drill it in, like, kids' heads, where it's like from Steno, your like Lil John 6U.
Yeah.
It gotta be drilled from there, like the discipline to listen to your coach. Because I played basketball when I was in college. I played for a 10-year veteran in the NBA named Kevin Gamble. He played for the Boston Celtics. You know what I'm saying? He played in the 80s, early 90s and shit like that. He was the worst coach I ever had in my life. You know what I'm saying? This terrible, like the way he coached. But was he was a bad coach, but he was an NBA player, like an elite basketball player. The best coach I had was in high school. My high school coach, Coach Bennett. He didn't play college basketball. He couldn't show me no highlights. He probably was the seventh man off the bench in high school and stuff like that. But his knowledge of basketball, he teaching you this stuff, and then you see it work. That's how you learn to respect. It ain't always going to be coming from somebody that knows. Them people can't coach all the time true. And stuff like
and
that.
And I wasn't saying it as if like.
I'm just giving another example.
No, I'm just saying when you did, like you said, the foundation started when they're younger.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of got into it, like the group of kids I got into it when they was already kind of older. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it was automatically, I had to click on them right then or it wasn't going to work. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm just saying, just particularly that age in general, is because now, they informed on who you is, what you can do, shit like that. And I've literally seen them like, man, he ain't even play football in high school. Like, and that's just how they think. They're thinking, but it's just like, if they mind is already on it like that,
yeah. You know. But that's what we're doing, though. I want younger kids to watch us, and I want them to understand, like, that dude that's just telling you something and stuff like that, like, he just because he might have never done it before, that don't mean he's wrong, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that was a mistake I used to make when I was a kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, not even like a kid, but like, I remember when I was in college, like I said, like, I'm calling this coach, he the worst coach I ever had. He was. Like, I had other coaches too, you know what I'm saying? And they were good, but I learned so much in high school from my coach. He was like so intelligent with basketball. Mm-hmm. I knew more about basketball than these coaches I had, and I was an arrogant kid in that sense. Like, you can't tell because what you're telling me is wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's something that, like, you kind of, you gotta fight with that. You know what I'm saying? But when you're a kid, you don't know nothing. So it's like
you said, but what the grown-ups tell you.
But it started at home, though. Yeah. So my thing with my kids is, like, you respect your elders, you respect adults, unless you have a reason not to. You know what I'm saying? But just because, like you'll say, just because this did this and this, didn't do nothing. It's like, that don't mean you slight him unless he give you, unless he's just on some bullshit. Mm-hmm. So like Sim said, like, yeah, you respect, because you never know, because a lot of, you might learn some life shit from your coach. And I think that's another importance of sports, because a lot of, it's getting a lot better, but a lot of people grew up in single parent households. You know what I'm saying? So your coach, in a sense, is your father figure. Mm-hmm. He's teaching you. He's not only teaching you about the game, he's teaching you about life if you listen. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of kids, I feel like, would gravitate towards just a male figure. Like, when he opened his mouth, it's just like, you know, pause. But, you know, it's just, you at least gonna listen. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like you said, you got to drill that into the kid's head. Because you can get some gems from anybody. But I think the best coaches, like when we talk about prime and stuff like that, he teach you on and off the field. He teach you how to be a man. He's molding these kids into, you know, being...
That's his pitch.
Yeah, shoot for the moon. What's that? Shoot for the moon. But if you miss, set amongst the stars.
That's his pitch. Like, when you say, I'm trying to change. I'm trying to make these people better people. You know what I'm saying? So when you leave... You know, you're not only are you going to be a better athlete, you're going to be a better person in every aspect of living, you know.
Just look at it like this. Okay, so I just seen a little clip of, I seen a picture of Boogie Cousins and Tyler, what's that, Tyler Euless.
Yeah.
You know, like everybody, like I said, the percentage is real. The stat, you can't beat stats. So and Tyler was nice, but he kind of back on some coaching staff. Oh boy, for Duke. Shire, and then the other black
Nolan,
like they was nice as it don't always work out. So you really gotta focus on, like, you gotta have like a backup plan. You know, everybody ain't finna go to the league, or if you go to the league, be like some Jabari Parker. You know, you might just not pan out. So you don't want to be, if your coach didn't prepare you for that part, then he kind of failed you.
You can tell what kid's going to the league. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they got a shot at that. I think, though, the thing about it, like...
I want to cut you. So, do you think you should talk to those kids differently?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, not...
I agree.
Maybe not in front of everybody.
Not in front of everybody.
But like, you kind of... You got to tell them, like, you got an opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't know it. Mm-hmm. Some kids can... You, especially when you know, like, I can see a kid and tell if they can... Like KD's son Aaron. Like, I seen Aaron when he was like 2 years ago, and when he started growing like that, I can tell if he can be good at basketball just off him running up and down the court and jumping. Like, I could tell he can be good if he want to be good. You know what I'm saying? And you could tell, like, it's gonna take a lot for that kid to do something. Yeah. But it's like, I think you should kind of, if you were like, that's what being a good coach, being able to see the talent. You don't want to give them special treatment, like, outright in front of everybody, mm-hmm. but you should mentor them a little different. Mm-hmm. But even the other kids, though, you got to kind of put them on game, like, you can play college basketball.
Yeah.
It might be D2. It might, you know what I'm saying? But you need to get this, you can get an education off this shit. Like, it's way more things. Like, you got to start telling people, man, it's so many jobs within basketball.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I went to school with, he was nice, too, but... He understood back then, like, I'm not about to go to the league and I don't want to go overseas and like that. He's right now the president of the basketball operation for the Chicago Bulls. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's other jobs with it. If you want to be in basketball, it's other you things can you can do. Same thing.
Sports, be around it. Yeah,
if you want to be in music, fam, like, it's a lot of stuff you could do. Like, it's jobs. Like, nigga, Deuces controls the lights at Lewis and Clark and shit like that. Deuces is qualified to do that now. Mm. Deuces go on tour with Kendrick Lamar and do that, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's jobs within music if you want to be around music. Like, you could be a manager. We got to kind of tell people, like, that's a part of being, like, a mentor and a coach. It's kind of find out what them kids into. Mm-hmm. Try to tell them, like, it's different things you can do.
And in life, a lot of times, you got to pivot, like the podcast. So it's like, you don't give up. Or even, I think a lot of kids frown upon community college and, like you said, D2, the G League, all of that lesser so-called shit. But it's that ain't the end of the road, though.
It's a little bit,
it's like, damn, it's a vehicle, right? Like, damn, that's the vehicle that everybody take. And like, damn, I couldn't get. But shit, there's a bike right here, though.
But like, but look, that's back, like the information. When we was playing, I would say when we was playing, like I wasn't hip on community college. I didn't know nothing. Like now, I think kids are more like,
Jimmy Butler went JUCO.
I go JUCO for 2 years because I'm finna kick their ass and do what I need to do to get to this level. Transfer. Like back when we was growing up, it was all we knew was about the big names. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody know, I can go over here and do this little shit here at Lewis and Clark. Go here and get my scholarship and get my overseas ticket or whatever I need to do. Now they're more open to that.
Yeah. When I was, that's why they more informed with information. Because like Justino said, when we was in school, I figured either you going to Georgetown, Duke, North Carolina, or something like that.
Or you ain't going to school.
Other than that, like.
I said that one time. I was talking about like JUCO and or going somewhere and redshirting and shit. Niggas wasn't on that.
Man, when I went to JUCO simply because my nigga went to JUCO. And it was like, I was like comfortable. You know what I'm saying? I had, my situation was different. I didn't want to leave home and shit. But I'm learning everything on the fly. Like, I had coaches. Like, I had all scholarship offers to different schools. I could have went different places and shit. My coach is telling me, yeah, it's probably the best situation for you. Like, you should take it. Like, I don't see you. You going to go JUCO. You ain't going to wear it. I took that shit as a challenge, though. Like, you think, like, this the best offer I could get? So, I'm like, all right, bet. Everybody ain't like that, but I didn't have the information. Like, I didn't even know what I could have did and something like that. That's why when you're a coach, you more of a mentor too. Like, you kind of got to help these kids out in a way. That's what I don't like about certain coaches. They just doing it. They worried about just wins and losses.
Just the coach.
They don't care about mentoring kids or helping them out or anything like that. Like,
what can you do for me on this field? What can you do?
And if
me
you
on
can't do field? Nothing, like, you really, I don't care nothing about you.
You can't help me win the game? I ain't got nothing for you.
You think that's messed up or?
That's fucked up.
Like, you a high school coach. You that's like 90% state of championships every year, stuff like that. But that's all you worry about is wins and losses. Mm-hmm.
That's like fucked up. That's like 90% of coaching.
You think that's stopping? You think that when did a coach got to stop being a mentor and just be a coach? When they, the professional level?
Never.
Yeah, it's not the job for you.
So you think Greg Popovich got to be the father figure?
If he ain't, he should have somebody on his staff that is, or a vet or something. You got to have it somewhere in the business.
Somebody got to be.
Even in the NFL, it's like, okay, every level is a new experience. A kid going from middle school to high school, that's a new experience. You know what I'm saying? It's a culture shock. It's more girls around. When you get to high school, there's a bunch of shit going on. Then you take it to college.
One false move.
Yeah.
All that shit over.
It's over with. Then you go to college, it's a whole nother ball game. Now you got more freedom. It's, oh my God.
I feel like you need a mentor or leader on every single level, every stage in college. It's, people will be 40, 50 years old and still like have mentors and stuff like that. I think that's dope.
You get to the league, now you got 10 M's in your bank account. And you're not supposed to lose your mind and go crazy and blow your mind or do nothing crazy.
That's the coach's job, though.
I ain't saying it's the coach's job. It's got to be.
It should be part of the program.
It's got to be part of the organization somewhere.
Yeah.
Might not be the coach. It might be, like I said, you might have a vet on the team. Or you might have a. I mean, I don't really know all the jobs within what organization.
Because the thing about everything ain't for everybody.
Coach should be a mentor.
Everything ain't for everybody, for sure.
To somebody, anyway. You might not connect with every player on your team.
On some type of level.
Some type.
But it's just like being. But like Sim said, you it might be that one. You know, he 5'10". The chances of him going to the league is slim. The chance of him staying in the league is slim. I'm going to have a different conversation with him. If I see his knowledge about the game, then I'm going to kind of reroute him a little bit if he's, you know, if he accepts the information that I give. But I'm at least going to attempt to give it.
That shit is, it just go off of, like, the kid, though. Like, if he could be 5'7", and he might be the best team though, like, you know what I'm saying, like if he really going for it or something like that, I'm gonna try to help him the best way I can, like to go to the league though.
Yeah, no.
If it is that, like, I don't want to like
put him in a box.
I wouldn't like come to a kid and be like, I'm going to the league. Like, I'm gonna tell him like, okay, the work that come along with that, like, all right, but you ain't doing this, you ain't doing that. The redirection, like, it'll be.
Make sure you get your
education. You understand what you got to do. Do you even understand what it takes to make it to the league?
And are you willing to do it?
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? And then you could, then they'll be like, well, damn. Yeah, then you kind of tell them the other options.
Yeah, right? or you break it down to them why you, like, because of your size is a little concern. I'm keeping it a buck. Your size is a little concern. Yes, you got the game, you got the heart, but your size is a little concerning. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you can do this, that, and the other. I'm still going to push you to do it, but you got to be ready to pivot if need be. That's preparing somebody.
It's fucked up. Like, we the Reason to Doubt podcast. So I don't want to put doubt in somebody's head. So it's like, it's a way I don't know if I would tell a kid that's like really going after it, like, well, you know your size or something like that.
Yeah,
I don't think I would say that. I wouldn't tell him that.
You ain't going to diminish him, so you ain't going
to. It's just a way of saying it. I might not say it like that, but it's just.
But I wouldn't say that at all, though. Mm-hmm. Like, because I just have to give him motivation. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because it ain't like, it's examples of it.
Yeah.
It's Isaiah Thomas. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's been some 5'10", you got Allen Iverson, like, you know what I'm saying, like, killers, though, you know what I'm saying, so.
Just take
a different mindset.
But, I might not mention the size, but I would definitely be talking to him as if.
In a
realistic manner.
Some people don't believe in Plan Bs, though. Like, we talk about Jada Pinkett, but Will Smith, for instance. Like, Will Smith got a great book. If you're in the memoirs and shit, like, read Will Smith's book. But Will Smith, from day one, he never had no Plan B. That was never, he was going to be the biggest movie star, and that was what he was going to do. You know what I'm saying? He never, like, he felt like, and I heard other people say this, just, I feel like when you put a Plan B, you already plan on failing.
I feel like the only people that say that.
Yeah, and it's like.
Then the people that make it, though, that say that.
I know.
Them the people that make it.
I feel like now we feeling like that journey. I feel like niggas be trying to figure it the fuck out, and then it finally works, and it's like, well, I'm going to just say this.
Say that, though, because they made it.
It's my opinion. Yeah, they made it. I ain't saying. I'm just saying. We've only heard people who.
Yeah, because they didn't have a Plan B, my nigga.
I feel like a lot of motherfuckers can make it off
of Plan B. But at the same time, at least it's one of the things where, are you willing to do what you got to do, too? You know, that's a big deal.
Yeah,
so, really. I don't got no Plan B, and I'm ready to.
Huh? I said, yeah. What Will Smith do to make it?
Whole another conversation.
I done heard Kobe. Say that. I done heard a lot of people at the top of the field say that, though. Like, I just use Will as an example, but I done heard a lot of people at that done made it to the top of the top.
It's a common denominator.
Kobe knew he was going to the NBA.
No, he didn't. Like, no, he didn't, though. How the fuck you? It's 200. Like, ain't no guarantees. How you know you going to do some shit?
He knew his chances was better than everybody else.
How?
He was in there by 18. So you don't think he had an idea at 16? You don't think Kobe had an idea by 16?
Yeah, within himself?
Huh?
Within itself,
and from everybody else,
he was on the radar too, for sure.
Yeah, like fucking, Kobe was all American.
I did that shit in 2 years, fam. When Kobe was a sophomore, he wasn't even on varsity. He didn't know. There wasn't no. He knew he was going to the NBA, dog.
By 17.
Yeah, after he started killing motherfuckers.
Yeah. And everybody around him said, "Hey, you got a good chance to go."
Ain't no one Plan B. Ain't no one going to leave.
I feel like we sitting here with people that got Plan Bs that y'all can't relate to a motherfucker that don't got a plan. So that's what I'm saying. Like, y'all can't relate.
Cause my Plan A was going to the league.
That was mine too.
NBA.
That was my B too, and then it didn't happen. I had to figure the fuck out.
That was a question I was gonna ask. I think I brought it up before. I feel like I didn't, but I feel like all four of y'all played sports on a pretty high level or high performers in y'all sport. So like you said, that was a real thing for you. So like, how did that feel to not do what you thought you was gonna do?
I'm cool.
Huh?
I'm cool with it.
Now I'm saying, how did it feel?
That shit was depressing for me specifically, because I feel like, I mean, I ain't saying that I would have, you know what I'm saying, made the roster every year in the league or whatever the fuck would happen. I just feel like I never even got the shot that I was supposed to get. based off of, you know, injuries and shit like that. I feel like it got snatched from me. So my shit was a little different. I struggled with that shit for about 2 years after I graduated. I'm just now ready to get out of that shit.
Me personally, I didn't think I was going to the league. I didn't, that wasn't my goal, like, to make it to. I didn't think it was that shit don't seem real. Then go to the NBA, you know what I'm saying? I'm one of them people that think, like, with the logic shit, like, it's only 500 people in the NBA, dog. Like, I had a plan where I was going to play professional basketball for money. Mm-hmm. That was one of my...
That was a realistic goal.
That's what I was trying to do, like, set it up. But it wasn't even necessarily like I failed at it. You know what I'm saying? But it was a point in my life, though, where I did think, I like, damn, could I have done it or something like that? But it wasn't like I never had the thing like, damn, I didn't know. Like, I wish I could have did it. Because I could have did it. I had that when I started playing for, like, the ABA team and shit. That was me trying to see if I could do it. You know what I'm saying? Once I got, like, offers to play professional basketball doing that, I kind of was cool with it after that. But I know that shit, that's probably the worst shit. Like, the Lenny Cook story is a documentary. All inspired.
I was taking the steps to pursue a career in sports at the next level. I just ended up getting a job. So I ended up getting a job making... You know, what we consider to be top tier, you know what I'm saying? And I took that. But everything I was doing, I was taking steps to go to the next level and to have coaches at the next level reach out to me, you know, maybe 1 or 2 years after me not even being on the field.
That gave you validation, you think?
I have that what if too. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Local coaches, you know, as well as coaches at Division I schools reaching out like, hey, you know, go ahead, come up here. You know, we still interested in you. So I always have that what if, you know, but I walk around with a certain arrogance just because, I would have, these niggas ain't, you know, that type of stuff. So I don't have validation. I still do have that what if, yeah. You know, but.
See, that's why I think why I don't have a what if is, like I said, I didn't think I was going to the NBA. And I think basketball is different.
That's what I was just going to say. It's only one way to go to the – I only did football. Yep. So you got
– I was about to say
– you got overseas. Mm-hmm. You got –
G League, all that
certain
shit.
You know, I mean, you got different avenues to make money
and
playing
and
your
and
sport.
And I said you could get some validation in basketball in the sense not in football. Like, I done played against NBA players. Mm-hmm. And you just like competing. Like, you ain't in the NBA game, but you just competing. And you like, damn, you can really see yourself. You know, I could play against them. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of gave you like some, if you was like second guessing it and shit like that, it give you some like validation. Like, all right, man, it ain't that deep. It ain't really that deep. You know what I'm saying?
That didn't give me validation, but it let me know that I was good enough to do it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I was a standout in high school, didn't have the opportunity to make it to the next level. But not only me, it was people who was at the next level who thought I could have played at the next level because they reached out.
What was it like, grades, classes?
Yeah, for sure. Grades.
And see, grades or classes?
It was a mixture. It was a rare, like I talked about it on my Eliminate the Doubt. It was a mixture. I had a weird situation to where I took a trade class. I took a trade class my senior year, and I didn't get credit I didn't get a letter grade for the trade class. I got a satisfactory and unsatisfactory, and I wasn't able to accept the football scholarship.
And that's what I meant. Like,
yeah.
No, but the same thing happened to me in a sense. So that come back to like the mentor and shit.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You look at kids now, yeah. Like me, my grades was cool. I got a 21 on my ACT, all that shit. But I wasn't enrolled in the right classes.
Mm-hmm.
And they was looking at me.
He wasn't the past clearance.
And they was looking at me like my freshman, sophomore year, like, I ain't on varsity. I'm not doing shit. So like that. Then my junior year, I had a good year. Then my senior year, like I'm like killing. Then they come to me, are you getting like scholarships, offers, and shit like this? They're like, well, let's look at your transcript. You know what I'm saying? Well, it's too late for you to get in these classes or something like that. And nobody ever told me before, like, that was, hey, you should take counseling.
Either they didn't know or they didn't.
No, they just didn't give a fuck. Job counselors, like when we went out at our high school, the counselors and, you know, did everybody who was put in that place to, they solely purpose was to get us out of there. To get us right through there, to get us get out of this bird, get through there.
That was you had to tell your counselor, like,
you had to.
Hey, I'm trying to play Division I basketball, so make sure I'm taking.
Had to have somebody who in your corner who was backing you to who had knowledge of the situation.
My generation, we got lucky because Coach Evers was working in the school office at the time. He used to pull us. He used to pull me out of class every semester and go over my schedule with me and check my NCAA clearinghouse and literally go through and say, all right, you got this class, all right, you good, or no, you need to do this. Like, if it wasn't for him, I probably would have been in the same position because I didn't know. All I thought is I just go to school, get good grades, all right, I got a straight A's, or I got this, man, I'm good.
I'm going off of just what my homie said. Oh, you just got to have a 2.0, you got to get over a 16 on your ACT.
That's
it. I remember when I took my AZ, I got that 20, I'm like, oh, I'm Gucci. Like,
straight.
I'm good. My GPA is short, like, I'm Gucci.
And that's what I thought, like I said, until probably...
With no offer on the table or nothing.
And I realized, like, oh, I got to take this specific class? Yeah, you got to take this class or this class.
I had duck classes. I had classes that I...
I'm not taking that.
I ain't doing no chemistry. I ain't doing no algebra, whatever. I'm taking...
Your counselor like, cool.
I'll take...
Graduate.
I had to take Spanish 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. I would have never did that if I didn't have to... You know what I'm saying? Like, this... Like I said, I was lucky. Like, shout out to Coach Harris. You know what I'm saying, for him being there, because even my own coaches wasn't on that type of
time. So, you know, we come from a community where, small community, where, like, sports was important. Like, we had pride. We talking about when we was in school and everything like that. What y'all think it's going to take for, like, you know what I'm saying, all the community to get back on their feet in sports?
Somebody gotta shake this shit the fuck up. Like,
they need to put somebody who care in the position.
Yeah, and they gotta be from here.
I ain't saying they gotta be from here. It would be. I would recommend that they from here. But if you put somebody, you know, of course he all in. If say like Deion, put somebody in position who care about the kids. Mm-hmm. Not he treat all kids like they're his kids. You know what I'm saying? And they give them a chance. We had somebody in position before when I was in high school who would have did something, you know what I'm saying, to that nature. They didn't give him a chance. Mm-hmm. So he was proven. He had already been proven. Came to our school, could have cleaned it up. They didn't give him the chance, and he went to a different school, and he did what he was supposed to do at that school. You know what I'm saying? So they had to put somebody in position. Give them a realistic chance and go from there.
How long is a chance?
More than 2 or 3 years. You know, I mean, it take at least 4 years to rebuild. Yeah. To put a program in place.
And football, you think it's the same for all sports? Like football, we just talking about football and basketball right now. Cause we got kids getting drafted to the major league out of baseball and stuff like that. So we're talking about football and basketball right now.
I say football for sure because, I mean, depending on how many you got in each class, you might have a whole senior class graduating, and now you got a team full of freshmen and sophomores. Your first main thing is you got to get them in the weight room and get them strong enough to even be able to do half the shit that they need to do to compete at a high level. Especially around here. We play 7A football, bro. Like, that ain't
large school football.
That ain't no motherfucking
And job. Basketball, though, I seen a coach turn around in 1 year.
You know I think anything is possible, but like, you know, logically or realistically, yeah, it's gonna take some time.
You got to implement a program, and you got to get the kids, the community, everybody to feed in to the program in order for it to work. So just like you said, you had a coach who had come in, and then he turned around in one year. What if they was all seniors? You know what I'm saying? What if y'all was all seniors? So after that year, then what?
It was, though. He turned, I'm telling you, like, I feel like it's the coach. If you got a, I can't speak on football. I'm just talking strictly basketball.
Gave him a certain amount of time to do it. So he probably, he implemented a program. People fed into it. They seen that it was successful. And they gave him more time. You know what I'm saying?
And that's the thing. It's like when you see progress, like you said, it might happen overnight, like you said. That's a little more, it's rare for that to happen, but it's possible. But if you go from, you know what I'm saying, you first of all, you got to win over the communities, the kids and the community's respect. So once you, that's step one. So to me, that's progress. Even if y'all wasn't that good, like you, okay, we locked in. I'm locked in. You know what I'm saying? Then we get to step two, step three, but it's a process. But if you see it, like, you know, it's ascending, then keep giving them a chance. It's like checkpoints. You get to another checkpoint, okay, we'll give you some more rope.
Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like around here, man, it's going to take work to, you can't just change a program with just that exact team that you got. I feel like here, what we do, not as well as the other programs around us, and that the programs that we compete with is we gonna build from the ground up. Like if you go from little league to middle school to high school, all the programs are ran differently.
All three programs.
There's no connection between any of them. Like I was talking about, the different levels from going to middle school to high school to college. It's a shock every time you go from middle school, then you get to the high school. They're doing a whole different offense and a whole different defense.
And that ain't healthy.
Philosophy and your high school coach is telling you to not do everything that your middle school coach told you to do, and in the middle school, they like, yeah, but the high school, they gonna have you do this dumb shit, and they literally tell you shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It can't be like that. You gotta streamline that shit to where it's an easy turnover.
But again, like on your reference with the football coach, mm-hmm, and your reference with the basketball coach, they both did that, and then we still got them out of here.
Right. Yeah.
Still got them out of here. Because the basketball coach implemented a whole program.
I think it's a
top to bottom.
I think it's a certain style that best way to say it, the powers that be like, mm-hmm, but they don't understand what's needed. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't understand what's needed, you just gonna do what you feel like is best.
I think that's the reason why so much like kids be fighting and just doing a whole bunch of weird shit, like how they be acting up. I feel like it's because the sports ain't really shit. And right, I feel like the powers that be don't care about sports. They don't think it's important. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that's where the problem is. Like you said, like they had a coach that was doing that top to bottom, implementing that. They didn't think it was important to keep him.
Yeah, they feel like that's too, you're doing too much.
Yeah, because if I play sports or if I aspired to play a sport, when all like them fights was going on and shit, I'm probably like, I'm gonna slide back because I'm trying to.
I ain't finna get suspended. No. Season finna start.
Exactly. So I got.
And I done heard kids, bro, that I know that was growing up and was nice in sports when they get to high school. And they specifically are not playing because the team is not good.
Yeah, that's another thing. You got to create a winning culture. It's make it more attractive to the kids. Like, who the fuck want to come to a losing ass team? Like,
it should be so attractive that
you're
like,
they don't want to work.
I'm one of the ones that can fix this shit. I'm finna go up there and we finna do something.
Me and my crew.
Yeah.
And we finna suit up and show y'all how to get down. Yeah. But there ain't no hunger like that. Nah, I ain't playing. They too weak.
That's what I get when I got on
high. Or I'm finna shine. Like, the team trash. Yeah, that type of shit.
Ain't none of that.
I ain't gonna go out here and get embarrassed. I'm gonna get fresh and go to the game and watch them. That's what they.
You going to the game Friday?
Juice, but like we talking about, the coaches gotta be from around here. Mm-hmm. I see people criticize you because you coach kids that's like not from here. Mm-hmm. You think like what you think? How you think like?
So it's a little bit of both. So first of all, people don't know what they talking about because half my team is from one. But that's just that. That's just not people not paying attention and not knowing what they're talking about. But two, to be honest, like, bro, I've been out of college, what, since 2019? Ain't nobody reach out to me about coaching and helping them coach or do none of that shit until I started doing my own shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's easy to have a lot to say. Well, oh, damn, you down there doing that? Yeah, I mean, shit, we got a brand and we want sports is a part of our brand. That's our way to reach back to the youth other than, you know, going to the schools and talking and shit like that. So once I started that, that's when I heard, well, oh, man, why you don't want to come coach with the Renegades? Why you want to come coach in the middle school? I've been sitting back here chilling for 3 years, bro. Nobody said nothing to me about nothing. You know what I'm saying? And now that I'm doing my own thing and having some success with it, now it's a, well, why you don't bring that here? I've never said that I would. And I never said that Auden couldn't be a part of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, people get the whole Madison. The shit's called the Retro Heat. That shit's worldwide at this point. That's where I'm trying to take it to. So it don't have an area based on it. That's our problem. We always thinking about areas and, oh, why he doing it? I'm 15 minutes away. I ain't doing nothing that can't be added on into this city or vice versa. You know what I'm saying? But it really just came just the geographical location of where I'm at, you know what I'm saying, most of the time. And that's just how it worked.
And
to be honest, it was everybody, I ain't gonna say too much, but a lot of people know what's going on around here with a lot of these youth organizations. It was a bunch of fuck shit going on. I'm not gonna be a part of it.
Then, so you 1/3 of Retro Worldwide and the other two is from down that area.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of, it was a good question. You had a good answer. Like, you know, I was curious myself.
Yeah.
You know, even what you saying, like half the kids is from Walton. It's like, you know, I guess y'all got a winning culture, so they attracted to that.
Yeah, and not the fact that their parents reached out to me and was like, hey, what's going on with this? And I explained it and laid it down to them. You know what I'm saying? It was that easy. You know what I'm saying?
How many you laid it down to?
Huh? You said what?
How many you lay it down to?
This one here. None of them.
The parents you laid it down to. That's crazy.
I was just talking shit.
Man,
that was a good answer. Cause I mean, I definitely wasn't finna get on your line, but I was curious. That's why I put it in the group message.
I've heard that question from many people, but like I say, it's reasons of why that shit is. And people who's involved with sports around here know how shit go. Like, it was a lot of people talking about, hey, if you come over here and join this, man, you can be the vice president. But they just told my other homeboy the same shit the day before on a phone call. Like, it was just too much picking and choosing. I mean, not even picking and choosing, because the thing about me is I don't really care about the title shit. Where I can be a head coach, assistant coach. I could be an assistant defensive coordinator. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
You just want to be a part of the game.
Yeah, I just want to be a part of the shit. But I'm not going to be a part of something that's
some bullshit.
That's some bullshit and that's about a bunch of adults worried about they self and worried about their status. Motherfuckers want to be the president just to say that they president. They want to be the CEO to say that they're the CEO. I just want to help the kids. So when I seen how shit was shaking and moving, you know what I'm saying, in certain positions, I'm going to just stay down here. I already got a brand. All right, let me just create a football team and know I'm a bit. You feel what I'm saying? And that's just what I did. So I know people feel a certain way about it, but there's reasons behind the shit. I wasn't ever on no, I ain't fucking with all the shit, but you got to have something for me to want to fuck with too. I ain't just gonna do anything because I'm from here.
Right. Well, thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. We'll be back next week. Leave us your feedback. Make sure you leave us questions. I'm still looking at this camera, man. Make sure y'all give us some feedback. Give us some questions. You know, we need the feedback. We need the engagement. You know, we want to know what. Tell us what y'all want to hear from us. Tell us where we was full of shit. Tell us where y'all agree. All you know, all criticism, you know what I'm saying, is wanted, you know. But I hope this give y'all some insight on the type of people we are, the type of things we want to do. We just trying to uplift the community, man, the best way we can. And talks like this, I think, help. So, see y'all next week. Always remember, just because they couldn't do it doesn't mean you can't. This is the Reason I Doubt podcast, man. See y'all later, man.